NJ Tool and Die.
Hey, it's Scott in.
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott, it's Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Sam. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Just wanted to follow up with you here after the weekend, see if you got a chance to take a look at the loan contract we sent over.
Yeah, you know, I did, and the only thing that I had a question about was prepaying it, you know what I mean?
Sure. What kind of question you have?
Well, I what are the terms for, you know, like say I'd have a good month or something like that, and I could put more on it or something like that. How does that work?
Oh, okay. Let me see, because what we sent over to you, it should have the prepayment addendum attached to it that kind of breaks down if you want to do an early payment. And I think yours was something along the lines of like, I can't even remember off the top of my head. Give me one second. I'm going to pull it up here.
Sure.
Let's see. Okay. All right. So we have a prepayment addendum attached on the first page, which shows you if you want to pay the loan off early, how much it would cost in relation to at what point you would like to pay it off early. Uh-huh. As far as kind of like getting ahead of schedule, I think that's kind of what your question is, right?
Just correct.
Kind of,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I understand the question right. All right. So I believe usually from my previous experience, we offer usually it's something like a 5% discount on the remaining interest balance for just a kind of advance payment. Because that prepayment addendum is for when you pay it off in full. Like, I think on yours, if you paid it off, like, 2 months early, you would save maybe a little over, like, $2,000 on it.
Gotcha.
And let's see. Prepayment is for prepayment advance next calendar. All right. So it looks like I don't believe that we are separating the principal and the interest on this. So all that's going to do is if you pay a little early, it's going to progress you further on that prepayment schedule. So that means it would get you to the payoff period earlier. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, so like if you were to make, say, like maybe like 10 days worth of payments on one day, it would set you ahead 10 days on that prepayment schedule. So we have the schedule broken down by days. So if you pay it off in 390 days, it goes to like 32,528. But if you were to pay 10 days of a payment upfront on day one, you automatically would be set to that next payment schedule where it would be 31,458. So it's broken down into brackets of kind of days of the term.
Uh-huh.
So paying it early would just advance you further on those brackets.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And then another one was, what I want to say here. Can you refigure that? Like say if I'd only borrow 17,500.
17,500. Let me see.
Is that a problem? I mean, could I get the same term, the length of time, just with lesser payments?
Let me take a look real quick. I can see our approval and see exactly what we're working with. They give us kind of the parameters. Usually, what I do when I get the approval, I give you, you know, the largest amount, longest term, and
right,
they allow us some wiggle room. So usually, the answer to that question is yes. But give me one second.
Sure.
Okay. 17,500. Yeah, you know, I should be able to do it. Now, I would just have to, I guess, kind of like it almost like reset the deal. So I would have to generate new documents, which
sure
would void these new ones or these originals. Mm-hmm. Now, was there a specific reason why you're looking for 17,500? Is it?
Well, I don't want to get, you know, I want to get these payments down as you know, as low as possible in comparison
sure
to what I'm paying right now to OnDeck, okay?
I gotcha, yeah. So you're looking for, you have a a range for a daily payment that you want to get, and that's what you're trying to. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what are you trying to get there? Because I can, if you give me a clear picture, I can make sure we make it happen. Because I think right now this one is about $108 a day. I think that's right. What it was.
Yeah, 108.07.
Yes.
I mean, is it proportional?
Because typically it is, but when I go back and what I would do if we do this is I would void the current contract and I would request a new one, but I can also put in extra requests if I know exactly what you're looking for. If you have a fixed daily amount that you want to achieve, we're not necessarily locked into being just by straight proportion. I have a little wiggle room that, you know, if we're going for a smaller amount, it reduces the risk on the loan a little, so it gives me some room to play with. So if I can get you did you have an idea of exactly what you were looking for a daily payment?
I don't pay daily now, so I'm kind of confused by it all.
Oh, okay. Were you're looking in terms of monthly output?
Yeah, but see, like right now I pay weekly, so I'm...
Oh, yeah, there's a slight variance there, because weekly you're going to have like a half week and a month. So how about, okay, let's walk through this. We'll figure it out. All right, so right now, what's the weekly payment that you're working with?
$475 right now.
$475, okay.
So it's a little less than $100 a day.
Okay, so that puts you around probably like maybe a little over $2,100 a month. Okay. So my calculations here put you at $2,137 a month. So right here on this daily that we're working with at $108, so there are 21 daily payments in the month. It's Monday through Friday, only business days, so holidays it won't go through either. So it typically works out to about 21 a day. So with this $108 payment, you're looking at a monthly output of about $2,268. So about $130 more a month. So we want to get down to about that $2,100 mark?
Yeah, or less.
Okay. Let me see. So we want to get that down to about... Yeah. Okay, give me one second. 14... Give me one second here. Sorry, I'm plugging some numbers to give you a rough idea of the max I'd be able to get you with a range that's going to give you a lower monthly output. Okay, yeah, so I mean, looks like I could probably get you up to 19,000 and keep the payment under $100 a day, which would give you monthly output less than what you're at now, probably about 2,000. So a little over $100 less. So that would be at 19. And then let me see if I'm... Okay, give me one second, sorry. Okay, yeah, it looks like I can get you something for less than 100 on the daily for about 19,000. And that will give you, let me see. Divided by 98 times 21. Yeah, so it would be... If we wanted to do 19, I could get you a monthly output of about 2,000 right there.
Okay. Can you run the numbers at 17.5 real quick?
That's 17.5, yeah. Let's see.
Nico from the bank of Cardiff trying to follow up here on the
two equals 26. 14.
I wanted to reach out personally phone call. We're privately held business making the West Coast.
So at 17.5, it would come in at about 1900. So we're talking maybe $100 less for about $1,500 less overall in the deposit.
21, so that we're at $90 a day then, right?
Yeah, that would come in. Let me see. I think it was 90. Yeah, just 90 and some change.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And that I should be able to do.
Okay. Let me go over some bills here and, you know, get in deeper as to what... You know what, I want to make sure I get caught up on payment wise, things like that. And then I'll let you know whether I want to go to 75 or the 19.
The 17.5 or the 19, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
If I can get by with 17.5, that's what I'm going to do. You
know? Okay, yeah.
So I sit down and go over all the bills and, you know, what I definitely need to get back on good terms with people.
Okay. Now, yeah, one thing that I would just recommend to you, if you want, you're trying to get it, you know, just enough to cover, I would say
I'm going to, you know, put a cushion in there for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always best. In my experience, a cushion, the majority of the time, the cushion comes into play. And
right.
with that, remember that this program, it's set up to be a starter package because we're looking to get you more funds further down the line. So at this, you would be looking at this payment for about 6 months. At that point, we would be able to refinance you for more cash in longer terms.
Uh-huh.
So if
interest rate getting better or not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At that point, you would be a returning customer.
Gotcha. Okay. Another question. Well, why still retain my OnDeck account?
So we will... It looks like...
I know we got to pay it off at this
point.
Okay.
So we will pay it off, so your balance would go to zero. Whether or not you want to keep it open, I believe, is just completely up to you.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm just looking at as
it's nice to have.
Another
question, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hopefully things are going to turn around here, and not just for me. Every machine shop I talk to is like slower than hell.
Oh no, I know it. I know, and especially there's a lot that goes into it. But come November, we're expecting things to change.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to be for the good or the bad.
Well, yeah, and you know what the thing is? It's anytime you don't know what the outcome's going to be, it causes hesitation in business.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we're hoping one way or the other. You know, it could go one way or the other, but at least we know what we're working with, and people can make plans.
Yeah, you know, I fell asleep before that charades was over last night.
Oh man.
Did they ever talk about anything that has to do with the country?
Absolutely not. It was unreal. I was sitting there and I was just sad for everyone involved.
Oh, I know. It's like, wow. We don't have much choice here, do we?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I was in Columbus over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I was just, it was unbelievable how much I saw, because out here in California, we don't really get bombarded with ads or anything like that. But I felt like I was in the thick of it in Columbus this weekend.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then come back and watch that debate. It was a circus.
Isn't Hillary supposed to be in Columbus today or something?
I think so. I think she was in Toledo, which is where I'm originally from, just the other day, a couple
uh-huh.
days ago.
Right.
And I'm sure they're all going to be around the entire state over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. But, all right. Anyhow, Sam, let me go over some things here, and I'll get a hold of you tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, tomorrow, you know, if you got a clear picture, let me know, and I'll generate some new docs and send them over to you.
I appreciate it, man.
Okay, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.